Earlier today, we spoke about the situation in the region with Richard Murphy and Jamshid Marker. Mr. Murphy was the Deputy Secretary of State for Near East and South Asian Affairs in the Reagan administration. Mr. Marker was Pakistan's ambassador to the United States during much of the same time, and later was Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations. We began by asking Mr. Marker whether he thought that easing U.S. sanctions against Pakistan, which the State Department says it will do as early as next week, would help quell domestic unrest in Pakistan.
I don't know about quelling domestic unrest. We have to wait and see how much domestic unrest there is. There's certainly going to be some. What happened over the weekend was an indication of it, but it wasn't anywhere near as large as one might have feared, and it was contained. I'm in daily touch with Pakistan, with different people all over, and the impression that I get is that over 60% as of now, maybe even 70%, are in favor of the policy that General Pervez Musharraf has enunciated and are supportive of the president.
Perhaps that message hasn't come through as loudly as it could have.
Well, I think that's because when there are scenes of a demonstration and a riot in one part of Karachi, and I repeat that one part of Karachi, of course that fills the whole television screen. And the impression created is that this is what's happening all over Pakistan, which is not the case.
Do you think that support will change if there are military strikes on Afghanistan from bases in Pakistan?
Well, there are two things that are vital to this. One is strikes, the issue of strikes, which will naturally be very emotive. And the second would be bases, the presence of U.S. forces in Pakistan, particularly. If those bases are used for strikes, then it would be a very emotive issue.
Well, bases are an emotive issue in Saudi Arabia as well, are they not? Richard Murphy, you're a former ambassador to Saudi.
Saudi Arabia has been very supportive of us. The Saudis do prefer as quiet a cooperation and less public a cooperation as possible. I am aware of this story that they're hesitating to make certain facilities available to us. I would caution putting all of our belief in that story, because I think that the political leadership in Saudi Arabia would very much want to cooperate with us, and that something can be worked out. But
and of course the story you refer to, we should just say, is the story in today's Washington Post that the Saudis are balking at the use of the Prince Sultan airbase outside Riyadh. How do you evaluate the Saudi response since the attack Tuesday generally?
I think that, for one thing, Saudi Arabia is very much aware that it's on the hit list, along with the United States. He is a former Saudi citizen, stripped of citizenship.
Osama bin Laden, we're talking about.
Osama bin Laden, some 7 years ago. But also on his list is to rid Islam of its corrupt leaders, as he defines them. And I don't think he sees, as he looks around, any leader in the Muslim world that he rates as meeting his criteria of a good leader.
Would you agree with that, Jamshid Marker?
With the exception of himself.
Well, yes.
As you look at the diplomacy that's required here, both of you are former diplomats. Both of you gave advice at the time of the Gulf War. I mean, what special advice would you have for the U.S. administration and perhaps internationally as matters proceed now?
I believe, based on my own discussions in Washington, that there's a realization that they must proceed very carefully and in full consultation, because they want international support, recognizing that they can never expect full support across the globe. But there are key countries that we need to persuade that we know what we're doing and that we can do it. Jamshid?
Proceed with cautious deliberation. Keep in mind the political fallout of actions that are taken. Don't view them simply in terms of a military operation, because it's very important that you don't break the vase in order to swat the fly.
Jamshid Marker is a former Pakistani ambassador to the United States and the United Nations. He's now retired. We also spoke with Richard Murphy, a former ambassador to Saudi Arabia. He's now a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York.